Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 38. I am your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Joe Lindholm. Jason's busy today. He's got some things. And, you know, adults have schedules and things like that, so it's not the biggest deal. But we are flying solo today on It's That Podcast. First things off, man, Bears, right? Bears. That's what we're talking about, brother. Bears. Big win. Big win. 48-10. Over the Buck. What's there to say? I mean, Nagy, A++ all the way around. He was killing it. His play calling was fantastic. His play calling was great. All the receivers seemed to be open. Mitch didn't have to do a whole lot of work. Mitch was 19 of 26, 350, 4-6 touchdowns, 5 in the first half. He had to thread one needle to Allen Robinson. But other than that, pretty much every receiver was wide open, and every receiver was able to get the ball real easy. Mitch put it right where it needed to be for the most part. But he looked great in the defense, of course. I mean, Fitzpatrick has this pattern throughout his career of like 3 or 4 good games in a row and then one really bad game. And this is what happened in this game. He had his 3 or 4 in a row that were good. And now this one was in the tank. So it was a really, really fun game to watch. Probably the most fun Bears game that I've seen in quite some time, obviously. Let's run through some numbers here real quick. Tariq Cohen, 13 carries, 53 yards. Mitch had 3 carries for 53 yards as well. Some designed run plays, which was kind of cool to see. And they totally caught them by surprise, put them on their heels. And that might have been part of the... The reason why they were on their heels for a good chunk of the game was because they had to account for Mitch's running. So, and then Jordan Howard, 11 carries, only 25 yards, but he was not. He was in there when they were trying to run the clock out at the end. So they didn't need him to gain a lot of yardage. It was just clock ticking. So you look at the numbers, and you go, "Oh, he had a crappy game," but you know, purpose built, right? He was built to just take care of killing the clock, and that's it. So they didn't ask him to do a whole lot more than that. Player of the game probably is Tariq Cohen. 8 targets, 7 catches, 129 yards, and a touchdown. 35-yard, the touchdown pass to him was ridiculous as well. Taylor Gabriel, 7 of 7. 7 targets, 7 catches, 104 yards, 2 touchdowns for him. Trey Burton, 2 catches, 86 yards. That play where he was wide open, I don't know how he was that open. I think the DB fell down. 47-yard long and a touchdown. Allen Robinson, 4 targets, 2 catches, 23 yards, along of 14 with 1 touchdown. Josh Bellamy, 1 target, 1 catch for the touchdown, and then Wims and Howard both got a target with nothing. Kevin White, no targets again, but he did have a key block on the Tariq Cohen bubble screen that turned into like a 35-40-yard gain. He just devastated this DB trying to get to the ball, get to the tackler or something. The defense, as usual, played lights out. Khalil Mack, yet another strip sack. That's 4 in a row for him. 4 games in a row for him. Time of possession, 31-54 for the Bucks. Believe it or not, they had the ball more, but the Bears just kept scoring. So, you know, when you're scoring 6 touchdowns, 5 touchdowns and a half, you're not going to have the time of possession win on that one. Let's look through the D stats here real quick. Believe it or not, the leading tackler, Kevin Tolliver. We kind of got on him the last couple of games to, you know, just to see what's what. He had 5 tackles, 2 assists. Callahan also had 4 tackles. Fuller had 4 tackles. Khalil Mack, 3 tackles and assist, a sack, quarterback hurry, a pass defense, and a forced fumble. Just a crazy line. But overall, A+, all the way around. Nagy called the plays correctly. And to be fair, Tampa Bay's defense is pretty crappy. They're not very good. I don't know why they're that bad. Like, I'm trying to figure that out, and I don't have an answer. So, but the Bears are on a bye, which can be a good thing or a bad thing, right? Like should he be? Should he not be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. He should be, I guess, but at any rate, so Big Bears victory. We were kind of hoping, I was kind of hoping that they'd be able to carry that momentum, but unfortunately, bye week this week. And then, yeah, then they played 2 weeks from yesterday, or 2 days from last Sunday. So in about, I don't know, 12 days or so. Another big thing that happened on Sunday was the Cubs game, Cubs-Cardinals game. The Cubs won, and the Brewers won, forcing a one-game playoff, which was played yesterday. Brewers won that game 3-1. They are the NL Central champions, and they have home field throughout the entire playoffs. The Cubs play the play-in game, the wild card game, today. That's tonight, actually, at 7 o'clock our time, and that is against the Colorado Rockies. Now, the playoff roster was set. They left Carl Edwards Jr. off the roster. I'm on Twitter right now, and it says that he actually had some forearm discomfort after pitching on Sunday. So they decided for this game to keep him off the roster because he might be hurt. If they advance, then he may be back on the playoff roster. But we'll see what happens. Also not on the playoff roster, Jose Quintana. No big surprise there since he pitched yesterday. And again, when I say playoff roster, it's just for this game. It's not for the whole series. You can change your roster at the end of every series. So they just got the people they needed to play today. So that's what's happened. So, yeah, so the playoff roster, they're going to have 11 pitchers. Alec Mills, Kyle Hendricks, Jorge De La Rosa, John Lester, Cole Hamels, Justin Wilson, Mike Montgomery, Steve Sisick, Jesse Chavez, Pedro Strop, Randy Rosario. That's your playoff roster. And like I said, the reason they left Edwards off was because of a possible injury. I briefly talked to Jason today. He said that he wasn't really pleased with Edwards anyway, that he was pitching like dog shit. But I'm like, well, you know, maybe there's something there, and it looks like he's got a bit of an injury apparently. So, but the Cubs play tonight, and I've said this before, and it bears repeating. Once you're in the playoffs, even the one game playoff, anything can happen. Literally anything can happen. I mean, like, if the 2005 season didn't prove that, anything can happen with the White Sox, right? Or the Cubs. If the White Sox can have four guys go out and throw four complete games in a row in the playoffs, anything's possible. You just have to get there. And once you get there, that's it. So, you know, once you get there, that's it. But here's the playoff roster for tonight's game. I mentioned the pitchers. Terrence Gore is on the list. Is on the roster. Terrence Gore, Tommy La Stella, Daniel Murphy, Albert Almora, Victor Caratini, Ian Happ, Javi Baez, Kyle Schwarber, David Bodie, Chris Bryant, Ben Zobrist, Jason Hayward, Wilson Contreras, and Anthony Rizzo. That's the playoff roster for tonight's game only. They can change that. If they win tonight, they can change that for the DS, which will start on Thursday, I believe, and they will play Milwaukee. So the baseball postseason as a whole. Well, I guess let's real quick before we do that, let's talk White Sox real quick. Unfortunately, they lost their 100th game on Sunday. So yeah, they've got 100 losses on the season. They set a major league record, I believe, for most strikeouts in a season by a team. It was just horrible, but we weren't expecting a whole lot. I was hoping they'd win. They wouldn't lose 100 because, I mean, if you lose 99, I don't know, it probably really isn't any difference between losing like 95 and 100, right, when you're already that bad. But they were, I was hoping for better, just a little bit better, and I did not get that. So there you go. So just to run over the postseason schedule, we got Rockies-Cubs tonight, A's-Yankees in the American League play-in slash wildcard game Wednesday night. Then on Thursday, the NLDS starts. The winner of tonight's game plays the Brewers, and then the Braves and Dodgers play in the second game of the doubleheader. And then Friday, all four series are underway. The winner of the American League wildcard will play at Boston, and then the Indians will play at the Astros, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on and on and on. For your viewing pleasure, the game tonight is on ESPN. The game tomorrow night is on TBS, and then an assortment of TBS, MLB Network, and FS1. So not on Fox and DS. They try to get people to tune in to FS1. Go figure. I don't know why. I mean, any ratings, I guess, but at any rate. I digress. That's not why you called. So yeah, the Cubs are gonna. We'll see what happens tonight, man. They got Lesta on the mound, so if you're gonna have a guy pitch, that's kind of the guy you want out there, right? To, if you had to win one game in the postseason on this team, I would think Lester's the guy you want to win. So everything's set up perfectly, and hopefully the Cubs can persevere for the sake of all my Cub fan friends. As for the Sox, I don't know, dude. The Sox are the Sox. They're gonna be okay. They're gonna be all right, I think, in the long run. There's some changes that need to be made. James Shields will be gone, so they have to figure out their rotation from there. Kopech is gonna be out all of next season with Tommy John surgery. So we'll see what happens with the White Sox. The offseason will be interesting to say the least, what they do. And also, we are going to have some fun with NHL. The NHL starts Wednesday night. The Blackhawks are going to be bad. So be prepared for that. They're not going to be good. They start the season, looks like, on Thursday. They're playing the Ottawa Senators. So they'll be in Canada to start it off. And then they will proceed to Saturday. They play, let me find it here real quick, hold on, at St. Louis, and then they're home Sunday against the Maple Leafs. So should be an interesting game on Sunday for sure. But the game Thursday should be good too. And that should be Ottawa. We'll see what happens. Ottawa lost Erik Karlsson. They're not going to be very good either. So it could be a real sloppy, messy, 5-4 type game. We'll see what happens with that. But the NHL starts, and the NBA preseason is already underway. Lauri Markkanen is out for 6 weeks, I believe. He has an injury that he sustained early on in training camp, so he is going to be out for quite some time. But when you're in the East with the Bulls, anything can happen, right? Anything can literally happen. It's craziness. Yeah, it's nuts. The NBA is going to be fun to watch this year. I might actually tune in a little bit here and there. We'll see what happens there. So let's switch over to some CFB action. They are playing week 6 coming up soon. No super surprises here, right? We've got Alabama at the top, clearly. They're clearly the best team. Georgia, Ohio State, then Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Auburn, West Virginia, Washington are your top 10. So we'll see what happens with the CFB this week. Let's see if there's any really big games. Let's see. We got Alabama, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Red River Shootout is this weekend. LSU, Florida is a big one. Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, although Virginia Tech maybe isn't what we thought they were. Florida State, Miami is always a tough game, fun battle. Northwestern is playing Michigan State this week. The Huskies of Northern Illinois are playing at Ball State, and the Redbirds of Illinois State are playing at, let's see, real quick. They're at home against Western Illinois. They're ranked 15th ranked in the FCS poll. So that's going to be the sports wrap-up end of it. From the life end of it, like I said, Jason's out today flying solo, which is fine. No problem there. We're going to do something to improve the quality of our remote podcast. Not necessarily our in-studio when we're together, but with trying to do this weekly and trying to get, our Bears hits in and things like that, it's going to be important for us to have higher quality audio. So we're going to try our best to, we found some methods online that are better than Skype, hopefully. And our quality should be much improved, I would hope. So, Lord knows I've got the setup for it now. You should see the number of cables that are flying through my desk area here. It's ridiculous. I got to figure out a way to make it look nice. But at any rate, so the Bears play, like I said, they have the week off, which kind of blows. I was kind of hoping that they would stretch it out a little bit, right? And they would try to, they could maybe capitalize on the momentum, but they're not going to be able to, unfortunately. But Nagy doesn't seem too concerned about carrying the momentum through, according to him. He's like, yeah, you know, it'll be fine. We'll persevere and we'll just take some time off. And I think people deserve it. And they've earned it for sure after the great game they had, but they don't want to be complacent. Like his, I read an article today in The Athletic. Nagy doesn't want his team to become complacent. He really doesn't want them to be, you know, thinking that they're 3-1, so we can just go out there and roll the ball out and win. Like he wants to keep them motivated and keep the pedal down. I think he learned a very valuable lesson opening night. And I was talking with some guys at work. Bears could be 4-0, but then it goes, they also could be 2-2. So it could go either way, right? If they had held on against Green Bay, they would have been 4-0. But if they don't come back against Arizona and lose that game, which would have been just awful, then that game would have been cut short as well. So, but they're 3-1. We're all happy as Bears fans, right? I mean, the loss of the Packers hurt a lot, but they come back strong, especially last week. Just murder the Bucks. It was great. Their next game, by the way, Sunday, October 14th. It's a nooner, thank God, at Miami on the road. So road test, the Dolphins are pretty good. Bears are, we'll see how they do on the road. They're very good at home. The crowd seemed to really help them out the other day. But after the Dolphins, they're playing four straight against the AFC East, which is weird. They're playing at Miami, home against New England, home against the Jets, and then at Buffalo. So that's weird. I thought that was kind of funky. So, but they're going to take care of business, I think. The Dolphins are good, but they're probably not that good. The Patriots always pose problems, and the Jets and the Bills. Bills are, I don't know what to think of the Bills. I mean, they come out and just get waxed 1 week and then come out and whack the Vikings at home. And maybe the Vikings aren't what we initially thought they were, right? Like maybe they're not what we thought they were, which is possible. But at any rate, the Bears looked really, and there was also some things on The Athletic about Daniels, the guard that they drafted out of Iowa, just completing blocks on Tariq Cohen, on a couple Tariq Cohen runs. He didn't play a whole lot, but he's improving every week, and Nagy kind of hinted that he might be the new starter over Eric Kush. Because we'll see. I don't know. I mean, to throw a rookie in that spot on this team when they're 3-1 and has the momentum going could be tricky, but I mean, they know what they're doing, clearly. And if the guy's awesome, then great. He should be playing. But at the same point, if he's not, then, you know, what are we going to do about that? So we're going to have to get the offensive line out there to get it done. So that's enough of the old sports roo. Real quick on things I like. This is going to be a short one today since I'm flying solo. The things I like. Okay, so for computer nerds out there, which is myself included, they just came out with, NVIDIA just came out with new RTX video cards. And it's been a fun battle between a couple of companies that are, or a couple of YouTubers, I should say, that are competing to get the fastest benchmark. So, like, you know, one guy will get a fast benchmark, and then they'll do all this overclocking and cooling and stuff to get another benchmark, and then go back and forth, back and forth. It's been fun. So, the Jay's Two Cents is the one channel. So, JayzTwoCents. And then Nexus Gamer is the other one. Both of them have been, it's been a fun. And also Paul's Hardware has jumped in a little bit too. So I mentioned Paul's Hardware before. It's been fun. It's kind of geeky and fun to watch if you're into that kind of thing. Also on YouTube, I cannot recommend this enough. I stumbled on it. Rakim, the rapper, he did a Tiny Desk concert for NPR. Now, if you don't know what that is, NPR has artists come in and they play like little mini concerts basically in the office, right? Like there's desks, like they don't clear anything out and they just play. So Rakim came and he hadn't played out in 10 years before this apparently. And he just killed it. Absolutely killed it. That goes out to my boy Jose. Definitely listen to Rakim. He was spectacular in this concert. So, all right. Well, the clock on the wall is ticking down. We're going to be back on with me and Jason coming up here next week, hopefully, or maybe we'll do one later this week after the wild card game, and we do a little quick hit. But we wanted to get a little something out for you guys, a little taster thing, so you guys could have something for the Bears hit and also for the Cubs playoff hit. So We're going to sign off on that one. This is episode 38 of itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/itsthatpod. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason is at AJ, the letter, Sleet Shirley. You can email us. I am Joe at itsthatpodcast. Jason is Jason at itsthatpodcast.com. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. We hope you enjoyed the quick hit. We will try to get something bigger out either later this week or definitely next week after the bye week and after some playoff action happens. So we will talk to you next time on It's That Podcast.